Ants and Pianos by E.F. Benson. Bobby Deacon, at the age of 55, was a very busy young man. No one had so many engagements to little lunch parties and tea parties and dinner parties. He had, in fact, made a firm rule never to do a crossword puzzle till the evening paper came in. For if he permitted himself to attack one after lunch, the brisk walk he took every day for the preservation of his youthful figure was sadly curtailed, while if he yielded to temptation after breakfast, there was no telling when he should get to his piano, which was the serious work of the day. He played prettily with a butterfly touch, which flitted over the keys with an agreeable lightness, and in his drawing room, which he called the music room, there were two grand pianos. He had bought one himself. The other had lately been left him by a charming old lady, with whom he used to play simple duets. She had, in her will, expressed a hope that he would often use it and think of the melodious hours they had spent together. So Bobby, who was of a very affectionate and sentimental nature, constantly played on it, though it was thin and stiff and of a chirping tone, and did not suit the butterfly touch. In fact, it was very bad for the butterfly touch, for he had to slap the notes instead of just alighting on them and sipping their honey. He alluded to the instrument always as Aunt Martha, by which endearing title he had always addressed the deceased, who, though no relation of his, was thus adopted by affection. Martha had been her Christian name, and Aunt was added out of respect for her superior years. "I had a good go with Aunt Martha this morning," was Bobby's bright way of telling his friends at lunch that he had been very industrious. Bobby lived a good deal among aunts of this description. Most of the little lunches and teas and dinners, which filled up so large a part of his busy day, were taken at the houses of elderly ladies, widows and spinsters for the most part, who called him Bobby, or Naughty Boy. They lived chiefly in the Boltons, or as Bobby said, the Bromptons, and told him all about their troubles with kitchen maids, their difficulties in getting the right shade of silk for their embroidery, the aches they had in their venerable joints in the cold weather, their plans for their holidays. Bobby listened with sympathetic interest to these sad problems of life, and cheered them up with amusing little bits of gossip from Mayfair, where he often went to tea, and did crossword puzzles with dowager countesses. He did not dine or lunch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?